She's home.
Eve Weston had longed for it, prayed for it, and at long last Colin McAllister returned.
He is too late.
The realization, hard and unexpected, winded her like a swift blow to the abdomen. Gasping for air, a guttural moan escaped Eve's lips. It was the first time in years that she lost control of her emotions in plain sight, and she silently cursed herself for allowing such a formidable response to seep through her intentionally guarded facade.
Darling, are you feeling ill?
The Dowager Viscountess of Havisham, Lady Fiona Weston, patted her granddaughter's hand. Eve met her grandmother's gaze, noting the deep lines of concern etched like a delicate web around the woman's pale grey eyes. Though the angst beating within her chest was reaching a deafening crescendo, Eve forced her usual smile, as if all was right with the world.
I am fine, Grandmama. Please continue with your news.
The many years that Eve spent pretending were all the practice she needed on this particular day. Clearly convinced, the Dowager Viscountess returned to her knitting as she imparted more gossip about the unforeseen visitor.
Gwen sent word this morning that her eldest brother is residing at Ainslie. It is his solitary return to his family's estate since before their father's death. No one expected him, you see.
Eve managed to throw tea, before studying her surroundings in an attempt to steady her suddenly asymmetrical life. Dazzling sunlight streamed through the tall bank of windows on the far wall, gleaming against the polished mahogany bookshelves stacked with aged leather-bound volumes, preserved by generations of Westons. The familiar sight was comforting, as was the faint tick-tock of the rosewood clock resting on the mantel. She inhaled a deep cleansing breath, allowing the familiar scent of wood polish, intermingled with the sweet scent of jasmine, to calm her taut nerves. Eve's attention shifted to the vase of assorted fragrant flowers resting on the table in front of her, as a ray of sunlight beamed upon the precious blooms, accentuating their bright hues of pinks, yellows, and lilacs. The sun had risen, and time proceeded. Everything appeared as it should, with one glaring exception.
Colin has returned.
Eve clutched her muslin skirts in a tight grasp as she resisted the urge to laugh, cry, or scream at the injustice of it all.
He is too late.
The irony was almost too much to endure. At one point, she would have gladly given anything for Colin's safe return. In truth, that is precisely what Eve had done, sacrificed almost everything she owned to find him. What an imprudent girl was she, surrendering so much for that man.
Darling, are you certain you are well?
Eve turned towards her grandmother, who was now leaning forward in her Chippendale wing chair. The beloved woman pressed her cool knotted knuckles against her granddaughter's cheek.
I am worried about you, dearest. You appear quite flushed.
It is nothing, Grandmama,
Eve reassured her, mentally correcting herself.
It is nothing of which you are aware.
No one except Colin was aware of what a naive fool she'd been, and even he wasn't cognizant of Eve's state of desperation following his departure. How could he be? The man never even said goodbye. Instead, all she received were two cryptic sentences.
I must travel abroad immediately. I cannot explain why, but promise to return as soon as I can.
Eve believed him, wholeheartedly convinced that Colin would indeed return to her. With each day that passed, she waited for another missive from him, though none ever arrived. It was then that she sold her most precious possessions, hiring a stout investigator with a sour disposition to find Colin. The mere thought of the odd little man, who reeked of stale cheroots and pungent cologne, caused Eve's skin to prickle, as if it were being assailed by a cluster of spiders crawling at a slow pace, making the hairs on her arm stand on end. Perhaps Eve's reaction stemmed less from the man, and more from his raspy tenor, as he imparted the news that Eve remained unprepared to receive.
The evidence suggests that Mr. McAllister's disappearance was deliberate on his part. I doubt we will ever find him, Miss Weston. No, I dare say Colin McAllister does not wish to be found.